Hello, you fine people.
Hello, hello. Dave.
How the heck are
you? Good morning. Good.
Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday.
It is, it's a taste test Tuesday. Do you want to, I'm not going to tell you what I brought yet. So.
Oh, I'm excited.
We'll get into that in just a little bit. It's going to be beautiful today. As Lee was mentioning, a little bit different than yesterday. Not as much water buildup and on the roads. And it looks like we are in for a pretty decent week. Now, the high, this normal high this time of year, 62, we'll be looking at 63 today. And then arrive at 62 tomorrow. And by Thursday, 61. And by Friday, 66. So then we move into the 70s for the weekend and close to 90 degrees if you're heading down to the St. George area. Woo! Later on this way into the weekend.
Right now it's 43, cloudy downtown.
E-Hub on the Z, Tyler Hubbard. Man, still one of my favorite lines in that is back when you could went back when you took a pic and didn't have to post it. Right? It is a different world, isn't it? Morning. We have a couple things going on today. Actually, we have a bajillion things going on today. Yeah, now you don't have to take notes. There's not going to be a test. But just to kind of throw a few things out for you as you're waking up today, it's National Wear Your Pajamas to Work Day.
Oh.
Now, I could have slimmed a little bit of time off had
you
I
could have
just done that, you know.
I've got yoga pants on.
Yeah.
I mean, it feels like pajamas.
Yeah.
Feels good.
I don't know if all y'all would have wanted to see me in my pajamas. There. I have University of Utah pajamas. That's what I've been wearing lately. They have, they're like my University of Utah bottoms and then just a black t-shirt. What do you wear to bed? Oh, nothing, do you?
I do now. I just have little pajama sets. They're called, In the Stars, I think. No, what are they? They're a Target brand and they're so soft.
What made you change? I thought you said there for a while you were doing the Buffy thing.
I was.
Yeah, and then just kind of.
I was.
Just felt a little weird.
Well, I found some really cute short sleeve and short pant pajamas.
Yeah.
I don't like sleeping in clothes because they like suffocate me.
Right.
But these
right.
are good. It's a really.
Now, will you change as the weather, like, for instance, in the middle of summer, you know, these will be, you'll do something like that?
No, these are year rounders.
Oh, there you go. It's in addition to that, it is I already lost my place, freak. National Eggs Benedict Day. What's your go-to egg order?
Sunnyside.
Yeah, I did the over medium for a long time, and then I've been just kind of sticking with scrambled. And you want to know what my justification on the over medium was? Like a lot of people want to know right now.
Absolutely, we do, Dave. Everybody wants to know. Hurry.
Is because when you talk about the bad parts of the egg, you know, in reading up on it, it's really the yolk that holds all of the cholesterol and
that's the good part.
So the egg whites, that's why you hear people, you know, well, I just want the egg whites.
Yeah, and there's no flavor.
And no, there isn't. You do have to salt and flavor a lot of it and stuff, salt and pepper a lot of it. But so that's what I did is I did it over medium. So my eggs were just runny enough that when I started eating off the egg white stuff around, and if when I broke the yolk, a lot of that stuff just kind of oozed out. And then I sort of ate around and sort of just left the yolks there. And it was my justification.
That's a shame.
I know.
That's the best part.
You know, when I was growing up, one of the best things was to get a piece of toast and dip the toast into that yolk, you know?
That's one of my favorite meals ever. First of all, it includes toast.
Right.
And toast and eggs, so good.
So good together. And I don't know why, as when you, you know, get a little bit older and you start thinking more and more about your health, then you start taking a lot of the fun out of life. So, National Save the Elephant Day.
Okay.
We don't have to worry too much about that around here. Just a reminder that we need to preserve and protect things like these majestic creatures in our life. Now, we don't have elephants. Are we going to have elephants ever again at the zoo, or is it just going to be a minute?
I don't know. They didn't say. Christy and Zuri have gone off to have babies.
Yeah. And so I'm sure they've. I bet they were. You know, I'll bet they got pregnant out of wedlock. And I bet they had to ship those elephants out of the state so they wouldn't be shamed or embarrassed. And then they're going to bring them back after the babies are all born, and they'll bring them back.
And not speak of it again.
And not, that's exactly it. And then nobody will ever know that they had baby elephants out of wedlock. So it is also Free Cone Day. And that's at Ben and Jerry's. We don't have any Ben and Jerry's, do we?
No. Nope.
Not like places where you can go and get Ben, you know, other than the grocery store.
Last time I ate at a Ben and Jerry's was in, well, the only time I ate at a Ben and was in San Francisco in the Haight-Ashbury district, the hippie district. There's a Ben and Jerry's right there on the corner.
Was it delish?
It was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish we had a Ben and Jerry's here.
So do I. It's delicious.
I don't know why they haven't come here, because isn't Utah ranked way up there when it comes to consuming ice cream?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Bean counter day. Isn't that just an accountant?
Yeah. Because it's the day after tax day.
Right.
They can celebrate.
Right. Bean counter day. Mushroom day. Dude. Now, I don't know what kind of mushrooms they're talking about. Probably just good old mushrooms. I actually do like mushrooms. I like mushrooms on pizzas. I like them on salads. I like them fried with some fried eggs and butter, and you put them on top of steak.
I'm not a fan.
No, mm-mm. Not at all.
Mm-mm.
National Librarian Day. There you go.
Shout out to my mom and her sisters.
That'll hit you a little closer to home. National Orchid Day. Stress Awareness Day. You know, I think this is...
Oh, I'm aware.
Most of us are, right? Why do we need to be aware of stress? Who out there in your life...
We don't need to be, we just are.
Right.
And we're going to tell you the most stressful exact time of the day.
Yeah.
Coming up this morning.
And it just may or may not be at a time of when you vote on certain things here on the station. Well, are we stressed out about the traffic this morning?
No.
Just another one of them amazing Morgan Wallen songs off the One Thing at a Time album, Everything I Love. Morning, Tuesday.
Turn on the radio.
I'm listening.
That'll relax you.
Just sit back and enjoy the ride.
Whenever you're ready, I'm all ears.
We're rebels.
We're wild, wild, I tell you, just wild.
We're wild, men.
You seem happy this morning.
Because I'm a happy person. My happiness makes me nice.
That's crazy talk.
Then I'm crazy?
Crazy like a fox. Showtime.
National Librarian Day today. You can tell your kids about it, but they'd have to ask Siri what a librarian is. I don't know if people even go to the library anymore, do they?
You can
Google everything you pretty much need. Yeah? Be nice to get a library check. I would imagine, I'm a little surprised that we even still have libraries. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's just so much, and I'm not saying that they're not, that they don't have worthwhile stuff at the library.
But it's just stuff that you can easily maybe access on your phone.
Yeah, just everything. It seems like it's so digital, you know, that... Boston Marathon took place yesterday, and if you had Ethiopia's Cisse Lema and Kenya's Hellen Obiri on your fantasy team, you're really happy today, you know, because a lot of people do, the Boston Marathon fantasy team. Donald Trump making the news, of course, as he has been reportedly caught sleeping during his criminal trial yesterday. And isn't sleeping actually where he shouldn't be sleeping kind of what got him in trouble in the first place? And then, of course, Caitlin Clark in women's basketball was the number one overall pick at last night's WNBA draft, and then she was immediately named the league MVP for the whole thing, just because she's that good. It was fun to see, those women, they actually get dressed up in dresses. Did you know that?
Yeah.
For that draft?
Yeah, just like the men get dressed up in suits for theirs.
How about that? I mean, I honestly... thought I'd see Twisted Sister t-shirts or something, or Iron Man. Now, no, I'm kidding. You know I'm kidding, kind of. Today is National Stress Awareness Day, which apparently falls during National Stress Awareness Month, which also falls during National Stress Awareness Year. Am I right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you mention Alyssa Peely from the U?
No, seventh.
Seventh or eighth. Yeah. She got drafted in the WNBA as well.
Yeah, that was cool. No, thanks for mentioning that.
And then borrowed a book from the library yesterday. I go to the library a few times a week with my kids. They have all sorts of activities for kids, from story time to other activity, help get the wiggles out. Murray Library staff is great.
Man, I love that. I don't know why that warms my cockles, but it's good to hear that kids are still getting hit in the library.
Esther Christian says, I love the library. So does my youngest. You can rent hotspots and telescopes, not just books and audiobooks. Bite your tongue. Libraries are vital parts of our communities. I'm glad because...
Oh, yeah. No.
Did it
sound like I was bashing them?
No. We're just wondering. But my mom and her sisters were librarians, and they loved it, and they loved books, and they loved curating books.
And you need to talk in a library voice. What can we help you with? Where are you looking at? You know? And that's what's nice about... libraries too, is if you want just sort of like some peace and quiet, and the hustle and bustle, it just seems like that's the quiet zone to go into. I mean, maybe not so much on a college campus or something, maybe there's a little bit more hustle and bustle about it, but just seems like the public libraries have that, just that aura about them of it's study time, it's not any stupid loud obnoxious stuff going on. And
somebody said, I think a lot of libraries have transitioned over to children's programs and children's books. We have a lot of that going on in Lehigh.
That's cool.
I remember going to the library with my mom, and I finally got my own library card. They'd stamp it in the back. You had, I think, 2 weeks before you had to bring it back. And
I carried it in my first wallet.
Yeah, yeah, your library card. And then you'd take your book or your books home, and you'd...
Yeah.
You knew you only had a certain amount of days to read it, and I loved going to the library.
That's good. Well,
did you go on the regular to the library?
My
mom
so,
was the city librarian, so we
well,
did.
Well, yeah, so you did.
Eventually.
So was, obviously not was. On the reg like that's as much
she,
as that.
That's how she got her job, was years and years and years and years of us all going to the library, and her passion for books, and... she slid right into that job. And
man, what a great thing, too.
Yeah.
We had Whitmore Library up in the Cottonwood Heights area, and I don't know if it's still there or not, but that's what they call it. Is it? And that's pretty much what the closest one to us was. And
Kaysville City Library.
Yeah.
But now it's Davis County. They replaced the building that the library was in. I think it's part of the city buildings, and then they built... Where Clover Club Potato Chip Factory was, is now a branch of the Davis County Library.
Wonder if you can go in there and still smell Clover Club.
No, it's gone.
Chips.
There's a park there and a library.
Well, I don't know, maybe if you smell really hard.
Maybe. It was a pretty strong smell. It was a good smell.
But if you use your smeller this morning, what do you smell? Cash?
Yeah.
You smell a little cash?
Yeah, we had our first round of $1,000 a day yesterday. We're going to do it all for a few weeks here. So grab your share of the cash. It doesn't matter what you've won or when you won. This contest is wide open, and pulling win out as many times as you can.
We're pulling out all the stops. Listen, coming up here in just a half hour from now at 7 o'clock, Monday through Friday, we'll announce the instant cash song of the day, and that's the song that you have to listen for in the 7 a.m., 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. hours. And when you get through as caller Z, you win $250. And as Deb was mentioning, you can just win as many times as you can possibly get through. And we do. Every time we do this contest, we get multiple winners, which is pretty cool and fun to see.
Yeah, grab your share of the cash. We've also got Country Fan Fest ticket tag in the 8 a.m. hour, as well as the 11 and 3 p.m. hour. So hope you caught CJ's winner, the name from 3 p.m. yesterday, to win this morning in the 8 a.m. hour. You'll get two wristbands for the entire festival.
Killer deal. Welcome back. Time for the pledge. We have that slot open for you. We're heading to the phones right now. A couple of different ways for you, though, to do it. Just for future reference, you can record it and just on your own device and email it to us here at daveanddeb@ksopcountry.com. Or you can also do that on the open mic section of our Z104 app. But this morning, we're heading to the phones, and who do we have?
Justin.
Hi, Justin. How the heck?
I'm doing great. Just got to work.
And hey, where do you work, Justin?
I work for the United States Postal Service.
Ah,
well, that's cool.
Are you a letter carrier or?
I am a letter carrier.
Oh, I love that.
Hey, what area are you in?
I'm in the Mount Ogden area.
Oh, that's cool. Now, you've been doing that a little bit?
For about 3 years now.
Yeah. That's not a bad gig, right? I mean, you're not going to say so on the radio. But I would imagine that would be, look, do you get to retire, say, for instance, you put in 20 years. Is that a full retirement when you work for United States Postal Service?
I believe it's actually 30.
Is it? Well, have you, now in your travels of letter carrying, have you ever been bitten? Do you ever get out of your truck?
I walk for about 13 miles a day.
Oh, my.
Wow. So are you all trim and fit?
My legs are nice, but there's that center belly that just doesn't want to go away.
That dad bod.
I know about, I know about that.
But, but my gosh, good for you. Now, what, do you have to carry mace with you then? Or some kind of a dog spray? Well, I don't know what to call it.
Yeah, it's a dog spray, not necessarily mace.
And have you had to use it?
Couple of times. I'd much rather not spray a dog, though.
Yeah. You'd much rather spray a human.
Well, most times it's the humans that have made the dog a bad dog.
Well, that's true.
That is good so point. True.
That's a good point. Now, have you ever, do you have that one person as you deliver the mail that just waits for you every day? They just wait for the mail.
Several.
And they're just sitting there, right? And that's the big part of their day, right?
Yep. And mine, because most often they'll offer me a bottle of water or something like that.
That is so Aww. Cool. Man, that's a gig right there for you. I mean, a tough gig, and good on you. And, you know, isn't it funny how when we sit here and talk about the fact that the stamp prices have gone up to 66 cents or some stupid amount, and we're like, oh, gosh, we get paid an extra 2 cents now? And here you are. It's amazing to me we can put a little 66 cents. I don't even know what it is. How much is it now?
I believe it's 68.
Yeah, 68 cents. A little measly 68 cents, which is about one swallow of a soda pop. And we can stick that on a letter and have it go across the country.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Good. Thanks for everything you do, man.
And working behind the scenes.
No, yeah, yeah, and you do a great job, and it sounds like, and we appreciate you taking 45 minutes of your morning out to talk with us about your job. Justin, thank you so much. It's all yours for our morning Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All I ever wanted to do was fly, leave this world and live in the sky. I left the C-130 out of Fort Worth town. I go up some days, I don't wanna come down. Well, I fly that plane, call the angel flight. Come on, brother, you're with me tonight. Between heaven and earth, you're never alone. On the angel flight, come on, brother, I'm taking you home. I love my family and I love this land, but tonight this flight's for another man. We do what we do 'cause we heard the call. Some gave a little, but he gave it all. I fly that plane, on the angel flag. Come on, brother, I'm taking you home. Come on, brother, I'm taking you home. Well, the carpet's quiet and the stars are bright. Feels kind of like church in here tonight. It don't matter where we touch down. On the angel flight, it's sacred ground. When I fly that plane, call the angel flight. Got a hero tonight. Between heaven and earth, you're never alone. On the angel flight, come on, brother, I'm taking you home. Come on, brother, I'm taking you home. Come on, brother, I'm taking you home. Come on, brother, I'm taking you.
Foster on the Z this morning, and Angel Flight. We appreciate Justin, the post office worker, United States Postal Service worker, helping us out with the pledge this morning. 13 miles a day he's putting in on those feet. Man, that's what I need.
That's what I was going to say. Maybe I should be a postal worker.
No kidding. How far do you think a radio DJ walks? 0.3 miles a day?
We don't. We sit and talk and eat.
From here to the fridge. Yeah. We count our steps. Kind of a mixture of country and a 70s adult film.
Did you watch Saturday Night Live last Saturday? He was on it.
A little bit. I caught little snippets of it.
Did you see the skit, Get That Boy Back?
No.
Hilarious.
They said that he was great as far as.
So look it up on YouTube. It's called, okay. I think it's called Get the Boy Back or Get That Boy Back from Saturday Night Live from last Saturday with Chris Stapleton. It's so funny.
My wife caught some of it. I think she said Kristen Wiig was part of it.
Yes.
And so oh my gosh.
Well, and then he didn't do that song that I saw. He did Mountains of My Mind, which is off the Higher album.
And he did
White Horse.
Yes, acoustic. Which one was the acoustic one? Was that the mountain one?
Yes.
I did catch that one where it was just him and his guitar out there. Well, we all, I think, are familiar with Slash, right? Well, Slash cold called Chris Stapleton right out of the blue because he says, look, hey, dude, I want to be on your album.
Well, he wants Chris to be on his album. He wants Chris to sing on his cover of Fleetwood Mac.
I just wanted to see if you were listening to me.
He says, I think it was one of the best ideas. Slash said, I think it was one of the best ideas I've had in recent memory was to have Chris Stapleton sing that song. The song is on Slash's upcoming album, Orgy of the Damned, which also features collaborations with Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top, Iggy Pop, Demi Lovato, AC/DC's Brian Johnson, and Aerosmith's Steven Tyler.
And by the way, Chris posted the cover of Slash's album on his Instagram, and it caused a stir in the comments. Some people think that it's racist, and others think that it's off-brand for Chris, but it's Slash's album, not his. And so it's a little crossover, and it seems like anytime somebody does something where it's a little crossover, of course, anytime anybody does anything, it's racist.
Right?
All you have to do is hold the door open or don't hold the door open for somebody, and you're racist. Right on it is. Hey, coming up, we need to be more happy. And in order to find happiness, We want to do this. But now, you only need to do this for 20 seconds a day. We'll talk about that coming up. And you know how big I am on doorbells and cameras?
Yeah. You know? You've got a whole new addition, new element you can add to your cameras.
Ready, aim, fire. And I might just get into this. Right now, Vo, there are three times of the day, and we want to catch you early on with this. In just about 60 seconds, we are going to announce the Instant Cash Song of the Day, so don't go anywhere. But there are three times that you should never brush your teeth. Now, this comes from a dentist in England. It's going viral, of course.
Do we trust dentists in England?
Right? For a video.
I was watching a British show the other day. My friend goes, what's with everybody's teeth? I'm like, that's how. I remember a long time ago, I watched something called Teeth. I wasn't Teeth in Britain, but it was horrific teeth in Britain.
Yeah.
I mean, they're kind of known for their bad teeth.
Right, right.
And she was like, what is with everybody's teeth on this show? I'm like, well, it's kind of a thing.
It's kind of a thing. They just sort of own it. So anyway, the video does the top three times that you shouldn't be brushing your teeth.
Right after you eat candy, right after breakfast, and right after you've just puked.
Which are the three times that I usually
brush your teeth.
Brush my teeth.
The contents of your stomach are too acidic.
Never.
So you should not brush your teeth then.
Even thought about that.
Don't do it.
Yeah. Now, there are, right after breakfast, I don't think, I don't eat breakfast, so it's not really an issue.
Oh, man, I do, but I eat it here, so I don't brush after.
But I'll get up, of course, I brush my teeth in the morning before I get going and get out the door. You know, who's around once you have your breakfast? I guess unless you eat breakfast at home.
Well, and Brad Ellis reminding, this is the only time I would absolutely wait to brush my teeth after you drink orange juice.
Yeah.
Yeesh.
Or have you brushed your teeth and then drank orange juice?
Oh,
it is so weird.
Either way.
It's, it's crazy. All right, it's time to announce the Instant Cash Song of the Day. This is the money, 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 money song for
last
you.
Last night we let the liquor talk.
There it is.
It's last night. Morgan Wallen. It's going to play sometime this hour for sure. And it's going to be worth $250. It'll also play in the 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. hours. That's $1,000 in cash today. Ooh. No, this is not a national contest. You guys are the winners that are listening right now that can receive Z104 Terrestrial here right in Utah.
Wait, does that really happen?
Yeah.
Do people actually promote?
We actually will play a winner back on the air, and we'll actually have a winner.
Wow. Who would... What... Radio station in their right mind.
Isn't that wild?
Would do smoke and mirrors,
right?
and make it sound like
you'd be surprised.
A good
David.
Chance at winning when it's really a combination of a whole bunch of stuff across the whole country.
Huh. Or nothing's being given away.
I'll be danged. What is this? For the first time, a majority of Americans are underslept? What?
Man, I know. You know how a good sleeper I am.
Yeah.
The last two nights, no. Like, remember how I told you I got here super early yesterday and I sat in my car because I forgot my key.
Right.
Last night, the same. Not that anybody cares about my sleeping, but I woke up at 2 o'clock this morning, got on my phone, couldn't go back to sleep.
Oh, we should call each other.
I know.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on.
It's a wonderful thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Last night, I got no sleep at all. We're looking at partly sunny today, warmer, and 63 degrees.
Right now, it's 43 and cloudy downtown.
The Z-Man, where it ends, Bailey Zimmerman, and he'll be the Friday headliner for Country Fan Fest, of which you have a chance to win tickets to. Two wristbands to all 4 days of Country Fan Fest. We're giving away all week long, and the next shot is coming up here into the 8 o'clock hour. Listen for the cue to call, and again, it's ticket tag, so you do need to know the previous winner's name from the 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon. Bailey Zimmerman, Tracy Lawrence, Corey Kent, Ella Langley, Carver Lewis, Clayton, is it Mueller or Miller? I'm trying to read from here. Mullen. Anyway. Clayton Mullen. Sorry, my eyeballs are not working as well as they used to. So here's my camera story. Here's the next innovation.
Now, would you do this?
Well, I don't know why I would, unless I want to get an animal or have some fun with it.
Well, over the past 10 years, we've gone from having no idea who is showing up at our doorstep to being alerted that someone is walking up, seeing who they are, what they're carrying, and even scolding them if they're rough with the delivery. And I get a little thing now, a package has been detected in your zone.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are you with Ring?
Yeah.
Huh. I wonder, is that a setting?
I don't know. Maybe. But I've noticed it says that now, and I'm like, oh, heck yes, there is.
Maybe I have.
Because I got to have something coming in every day, or I feel like my world has come to a stop.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
Yeah.
We get so excited over the stupidest things. You know, I mean, yeah, I order protein bars, and I'm like, have they come yet? Have they come yet?
What's your next thing that you're expecting?
Protein bars. But even if it's just as simple as a phone case.
Yes.
You know what I mean? You order something and you're like, oh, where's it at? Where's it at? And we have become so spoiled to sit there. When I was looking at this the other day and it was talking about, well, it won't be delivered.
2 days? Are you kidding me?
Oh, that's the worst. I mean, that's good. This was like, this won't be delivered anytime between the 18th and the 22nd. And I'm like, what? You mean I have to wait longer than
that's
2 days?
Terrible service.
Or 2 hours? Now, the next innovation in doorbell cameras is devices that are armed to shoot someone coming onto your property.
There's a Kickstarter on the way for a device called Paint Cam Eve, which has the capability to fire paintballs at a target with ultra-high precision. An intruder, a kid who's toilet papering your house, or even a neighbor's pet. Oh, no, don't do that.
Well, if they're pooping.
Well.
If they're pooping on your lawn, then heck yeah.
They don't know.
Well, but they will after this.
An AI-powered robotic security system equipped with an integrated paintball launcher, face recognition, and sound dispatchers, which allows me to recognize intruders and stop them in their tracks.
You are identified as a non-authorized personnel. You have 5 seconds to leave the property. Zero compliance. Zero tolerance.
However, it actually would be, just to clarify, it would be better to be able to shoot the people who have the animal that are pooping and not picking it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I hear what you're saying. Now, the smart device with facial recognition and the paintball firing can be triggered by you as you're watching.
It's like a real-life video game.
On the app, I know. Or it can be automated, you know. So, heavens, what could go wrong, right? The landscaper shows up. You forgot to turn off the paintball.
Now, listen to this. This is about to get real. It doesn't just shoot paintball pellets. It can also be loaded with cartridges that unleash tear gas. For real.
Look, they're not going to let some of this pass, are they? Really going to let this?
Paint Cam Eve is from a startup out of Slovenia.
Yeah, that makes
sense. There's no word how much it'll cost or what upkeep fees would be to keep it loaded.
Of course, there's another cost. The lawsuit that you're about to be able to be hit with if Paint Cam Eve shoots someone in the eye or accidentally fires at an innocent visitor, a child or a pet or something like that. So, yeah, a lot of things could go wrong with this. However, it sounds incredibly fun. I can tell you that because I would love to be able to just, you know, direct that. Hey, let's go back to this paintball shooting thing.
Okay.
I mean, if this is a doorbell camera, right? Is that the way you understood it?
It's
a doorbell camera.
Yes.
Now, I don't know how many people that you can shoot if they're toilet paper in your house, or there's not too often a pet comes up on our like doorstep and poops or something. So if this is really...
You're asking what kind of range it has?
Yeah, because if it's a doorbell camera that shoots... you know, kind of what's in target or what's being viewed on your doorbell camera. I have now that's just me. Now, maybe yours goes out and shows the whole front yard. Mine just shows a certain area right there on the porch.
Oh, yeah. Mine shows clear out to the street and across the street.
Oh, you could shoot somebody walking by then.
I could totally get my neighbor.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Duck, Kaylin.
Would you give him a warning? Now, who would be the first person that you would like to shoot a pet? And this is just hypothetical. And kids, if you're listening, look, it's not, I'm not suggesting that we shoot people in the eye. I'm just saying,
if you aim it toward their groin,
what? Yeah, it is.
Somebody asked, will it hit them in the eggplant?
Right.
And I said, hopefully.
Who would be the first person that you'd want to shoot?
In the eggplant?
Yeah. That may show up at your, now don't talk. Okay, other than a church leader.
Probably a door-to-door salesman.
Maybe.
Yeah.
And you're just like, even before you even know what they want?
Probably.
Now, I don't have anything against church leaders. I don't have anything against. Now, we do have a no soliciting thing in our area, but I'll be danged if people sneak in and still
that's
do it.
That's the thing.
We have door to door.
I don't even know how they get in your place. You guys are in lockdown.
They buzz along in there. And
porch pirates.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's
porch pirates.
That's who I go after.
Porch pirates. Yes. Wouldn't that be awesome?
In our neighborhood lately, so.
Oh, that'd be the best. As soon as somebody comes up, take a package.
Or they're kind of looking around to see if they can see. Yeah.
Yeah.
Be like, what? Right there. Doorbell ditchers.
They'd oh,
be
yeah.
Pelted.
You'd shoot them right in the groin. In fact.
Some of these porch pirates are ladies. So.
Well, then hit them high. Hit them somewhere. Hit them high, hit them low.
Now, somebody said, what if it just shot water? That's pretty safe, but pretty startling.
Yeah, it would be. It would be probably enough to go, what the crap?
Yeah.
But yet, I don't think it would be a lawsuit coming like it would be.
Somebody said they need to develop a ring camera that just does simulated gunshots.
Oh, yeah.
That'd scare the crap out of
you.
That
would be. It's kind of like the old Home Alone.
Yeah.
You know, where he played back the machine gun.
From the TV.
Fire from the TV. Partly sunny today, a little warmer. Now, we are looking at mostly cloudy this morning, but as the day goes on, we'll start to see some of these clouds break up. And then that's where we look pretty decent for the most part of the week. Now, Wednesday, we'll jump back to a few more clouds that will roll in, but it's not really going to produce any moisture. We're looking at 63 today, 62 tomorrow. And then by Thursday, we are sunny and smooth sailing all the way through the weekend. High on Thursday, 61, 70s by the weekend.
43 and cloudy downtown.
Still, your chance to win is coming up. Keep listening for the instant cash song of the day, which is.
We going to say it?
No, I just wanted to see if I could. I wanted to see if I could bait you to say it.
But, don't try to bait me, Dave. I'll shoot you with my paintball gun.
I have my cup on this morning. I have my athletic supporting cup on this morning, so. I think my eggplant's all right. Ooh, there it is. Luke Bryan won. Margarita. Hey, so let's talk about sleep.
All right.
And I know that we... I don't know why this just struck me so weird. It's almost like somebody saying, for the first time in the life of, in history of the planet and existence, we've noticed that the sky is blue. You know, it just seems to me like, I don't know, maybe it's just because of my personal life or something, that it just seems weird to think that the majority of Americans are now underslept.
Well, according, I know I am this week. Yeah, and I mean, that's not, that's so not like me.
So you're normally getting maybe 8 hours.
In bed, I'm like, and then my alarm goes off. Next thing I know, not the last two nights. I don't know what's happening.
Well, I hope it's a trend because
I don't. but I feel bad for you because you do that every night.
According to this new Gallup poll, most of us aren't getting as much sleep as we'd like. And that just seems so weird to me that I guess there really are people that are getting 8 hours of sleep or more.
I was.
It's the first time that's been the case since they started asking in 2001.
57% of us say they'd feel better if we got more shut-eye. And just 42% of us say we get as much sleep as we need. Women are even more underslept. We have so much going on.
Well,
women are even more underslept. Only 36% of women say they're getting enough sleep compared to 48% of men.
Yeah, it's all pretty drastic change from when we asked in 2013. Decade ago, 56% of Americans said that they were getting enough sleep, and 43% said nope.
But go further back, and the difference is pretty stark. A poll in 1942 found 59% of Americans were getting at least 8 hours of sleep a night, and only 3% of us were getting 5 hours or less.
Now, today, just 26%, or a fourth of us, are getting 8 hours. And the five-hour number has jumped 20%.
Wow.
So
we're just too busy.
Or technology is maybe.
Well, I mean, you know, yeah, because we used to leave usually leave work at work, and now you're just like, it's like 10:30, and it'd be like, oh yeah, I better text the group about this,
right?
I better shoot an urgent email,
yeah.
And then you read especially the email and you're like, oh, I can't sleep because I gotta do this first thing in the morning because it's urgent.
I actually think that our coworkers get a kick out of waking us up. I really do. I think that they're at home and they're like, well, this would be fun. Let's go ahead and send out a group text at 11:30 in the evening. And we know that Dave and Deb will be like, ping. But no, I'm kidding. A lot of times I don't think we realize. It's some, you know, especially if you have family or friends or something that are across the world and you're thinking, gosh, what happens if I text them and it's in the middle of the night?
I'm sorry. I forgot. It's like 2:30 in the morning.
And I only like Australia. Australia is, isn't it already like way in the middle of the night right now or evening in Australia? I think they're 20 something hours ahead of us. Maybe it's already tomorrow there.
It is. It's 10:59 p.m.
Yeah.
In Australia right now.
All right.
It can be. Oh, yeah. They're 15 and a half. Not 15. 15 and a half hours ahead.
Okay. So tell me this then. At about 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon, I sent a text to Keith Urban.
Oh, I knew you were going to say Keith Urban, so it would have been.
And I very rarely do. I try to limit, you know, my stuff, but I took a picture of him on a guitar at Costco. Yeah, because Costco's selling a Keith Urban. selling a Keith Urban guitar.
They are.
For $149. And I sent it
so
off
you tried to get it. Hey, how about hooking me up with one of these?
I did not, Deborah. I did not. All I did was I took a picture of it, and then I sent it to him, and I said, I even sniffed the box, and it smelled.
Oh, my gosh, that is so creepy.
Now, listen, and it says, and it smelled like you. And then I had these laughy faces, and then I just said, hope all is well. Love you, brother. And then this is what he texted back to me.
Oh, he texted you back.
And he goes, ha. He goes, oh, day, boxcar Willie. So he was making fun of how the smell of the cologne, you know, it's called Eau de Boxcar Willie. And then he went on to text again before I had a chance. And then he goes, a lovely hobo aromatic tingle gag reflex scent.
Oh, my gosh.
So wow. I just let him know that I says, well, in that case, then I'm buying two of them.
So 3 in the afternoon.
So, yeah, 3 in the afternoon.
And 12 now, hours would have been 3 in the morning. Add 3 to that would have been 6 in the morning. Right.
And thank goodness I knew that he wasn't in Australia. Well, I don't really know that, I guess.
Probably because not because he's been, doing the voice. Yeah, that's probably all done.
It is. And I'm sure it's probably long done. But I know that he was just in for the CMT Awards not too long ago. So I was hoping that whatever it was. But it is weird when that kind of thing happens. When you're being now. And I guess back to my original thought, and that was. Technology, I think our iPads, our phones and things are also keeping us up later and occupied more screen time. You know what I mean? And maybe that's how we're losing out on some of this sleep as well as time goes on. And then think, how can I be a friend to myself at this moment? Take a few seconds. And when you're ready, open your eyes and go on with your day. So that is one of the things that you can do.
I've had to just go try to go, okay, there's nothing you can do about it right now. So just get a good... And then I read yesterday. So I tried to go to bed extra early last night because it said... You have a better, if you continuously get less than 7 to 8 hours sleep, it greatly increases your chances for dementia.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no way.
What is your name, by the way?
So I got in bed like at 8 o'clock last night. And I was like, oh, I got to get to bed earlier.
I'm gonna
forget
lose it.
Who I am.
Yeah. However, occasionally when you and I get very little sleep on a concert night or something like that, we get a little slap happy, and sometimes we don't even know what's coming out of our mouth the next day, which could be good or bad.
It was our last night. No, it was our last night.
And it possibly couldn't be the last time that you could be winning, too. It is our instant cash song of the day, Morgan Wallen. And last night, you got through as caller Z. That means cha-ching for you.
No way.
Yeah, yes, who way. Is this?
This is Nadine Saxton.
Nadine. Nadine.
Oh, my gosh.
You are a big winner, Nadine, and you just scored yourself $250. You know what the best part is?
It's free.
It's free. Yeah, that is the best part.
And it's even more free. You can keep winning and winning.
Oh, yes.
Pretty cool.
What city are you calling from, Nadine?
North Ogden.
North Ogden winner right here.
Yep. Not across the country. God. Not shared with many, many states. It's right here, live and local as heck. And we are giving out money to our amazing, loyal listeners and first-time listeners, whatever it might be. You just got through, won yourself a little bit of money. What would you like to do with $250?
Put it towards my cruise, pay off some debt. I don't know.
Oh, where are you cruising?
I got a couple things. Ensenada and Catalina.
Oh, that's fun. A fun one. Right out of Long Beach, huh?
Yeah.
That is cool.
All right. Well, you enjoy that. And that song will play again in the 10 a.m., 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. hours today. So, Nadine and everybody else, grab your cash while you can, all right?
Thank you.
Where are you at right now?
North Ogden.
Well, yeah, but I mean, are you at work or at home? Or?
Oh, I'm just getting dressed to get the kids ready for school.
Aww.
Are the kids gathered around right there?
Kind of. My one doesn't have preschool today, and so he just told me, you just woke me up.
Now that everybody is awake in your household, give us a big old scream and let everybody know what radio station gives away your local cash.
Woo! Thank you, Z104.
Woo!
Yeah. Could you, would you, ain't you gonna, if I asked you, would you wanna be my baby tonight? Yeah. Garth Brooks, yeah. Ronnie Dunn together on that one. A little different Brooks and Dunn for you. And Rodeo Man on the Z. It's Taste Test Tuesday.
All right. Now, you gave me one of my favorite things in the world. It's a piece of bread. It's carbs. And it feels delicious.
So go ahead, bite into it. Lee has a piece here, too.
The best bread I've ever eaten. What is it?
You guys eat?
Are you going to tell me it's tofu or something?
No. Lee, did you bite into it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's like croissant. Is this a croissant bread?
This is a croissant bread.
Oh, David.
Where did you find croissant bread?
At Costco. This is wicked.
Yeah.
This is wicked good.
It has so much kind of a buttery content to it. When you toast it, it sizzles.
Really?
This is so delicious.
So crazy.
I mean, I don't think I've ever had bread that you could just eat a slice of bread.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, it's amazing. And again, I mean, I know that as soon as I say something, maybe they'll sell out again. Who knows? But at least for now, the Sandy one had those, and it's part of our taste test Tuesday.
Oh my gosh, that is the best bread I've ever had.
Oh, you should have brought some butter and jam, dude.
I'm telling you, all you, and again, when you toast it, it literally sizzles like you're doing French toast or whatever. And then if you do put a little layer of butter on the toasted part of it, you know, it's amazing. Anyway, it's dangerous though. It's carbs and butter and all good things.
That is so delicious.
That is really good, Dave.
Anyway.
Mm-mm-mm.
Morning shout outs coming up here in just a second. Now, a little bite. Yeah.
What is the name and brand of this bread?
It is, I brought the wrapper actually. Hold on.
Okay, good.
Just a second. I know this is stupid radio.
It's fine.
Stupid radio. It's actually called, the brand is Schwartz Brothers. Schwartz Brothers Bakery croissant loaf. And anyway, I know it's kind of crappy to do Taste Test Tuesday to people on the radio.
No, that's good.
But the reason I kind of wanted to do the Taste Test Tuesday is eating a piece of bread like that. Sometimes we have what we call comfort foods, right?
Yes.
Is that kind of like a little bit of a hug?
It's comforting. It's comforting.
She's got her mouth full. If you've ever, if you've never tried meditation or meditating because you can't sit still that long, which is me, this is actually a little bit easier, and you can do it in 20 seconds. There's a team at Berkeley published a study on a simple exercise that can make you actually a little bit happier, and you don't even need to eat carbs. It only takes 20. It only takes 20 seconds a day, but you have to make it a habit. And what forms a habit?
Repetition over 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
Like at one point they said 21 days, right?
Okay,
but I don't know.
Don't try it if you're driving, because you'll want to have your eyes closed and you need both hands. Basically, you're giving yourself a 20 second hug.
Oh, is that what they call it?
With intent. So, a hug with intent.
Yeah. So close your eyes and think of people obviously driving right now. Don't do that. Think of a recent mistake.
Okay.
Maybe a failure, something that's been kind of bothering you lately.
All right. I'm doing this.
How do I narrow it down?
I know. I'm like, which one should I pick?
And then consider how thinking about it makes you feel.
Oh, it makes me feel crappy.
Okay. Step two.
Okay, I'm doing this, Dave. I'm not reading it. You're telling me what to do.
Yes, bring one hand to your chest.
Okay.
And then rub it. No, that doesn't say that. It doesn't say that.
But I started doing it.
I just want. Well, boy, that didn't take much. See how good that makes you feel?
Yeah, I got this croissant bread and a chest rub.
Okay, sorry, I didn't mean. All right, let me go back to step two. One hand to your chest, and then the other hand to your stomach.
Okay.
Like you're giving yourself a hug.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're doing that right. Okay. Now try to do it with the same warmth as if you were hugging someone you loved.
Okay.
And then, I mean, without getting carried away.
Yes. Yes.
And then here's this one. Think, how can I be a friend to myself in this moment?
Oh, I love that. How can I be a friend to myself in this moment?
Take a few seconds, and when you're ready.
You're smart enough.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then when you're ready, open your eyes and go on with your day. 20 seconds.
Oh, man, I love that.
There it is.
I love that. And I love this bread. It's been a really good morning. Yes.
People who did it for a full month felt less stressed about their life, happier in general. But here's the key. It is, you have to do it every single day. Yeah, it didn't do much when people only did it occasionally. You have to do it every single day, and at least keep it going for a month so you can see the difference and the results. Your three steps again. You close your eyes, think of a mistake, a failure, something that's been sort of bothering you. Man, that could be anything from a relationship to something at work. In your personal life, something that goes along with that, then consider how it makes you feel. And then once you have that, you have You bring the one arm to your chest and then the other one to your stomach like you're giving yourself a hug. And then you say, how can I be a friend to myself in this moment?
Oh, and I love that.
That'll change things a little bit for you.
Morning shout outs with Dave and Deb, Z104.
All right. Shout out to my friend Cheryl Satterthwaite. It's her birthday today. Happy birthday. Tammy Gunter, shout out to my husband, Dave Gunter. Love you so much. You're my world, my everything, and I love you, from Tammy. Peyton Oliver, shout out to my tough-as-nails grandpa, praying for a smooth recovery from surgery. I'd like to give a shout out to my wife, Nanette Branchley of Nana's Sugar Shack. She's been running it 17 months today. I'm so proud of her accomplishment. Tammy Gunter, I would like to give a shout out to my best friend, Brenda Wanless. I hope you get better soon, and I love you. I'd like to give a shout out to my wife. Oh, never mind. I already did that one. I'd like to wish my amazing husband, Marty Beeson, a very happy birthday. Love you, sweetie, from Carrie Beeson. We also have some birthdays. Kyle Marchant, Killeen Larson, Aaron Little, Ryan Robinson, Matthew Fox, Cindy Landers, Dina Brailsford, Wayne Sims, Jeff Skilly, Candice Robison, Jeff Tennyson, and anybody else that's having a birthday today, happy, happy birthday.
Also got a shout out to Matt Danley, who also sent in a message that says, man, when I do this hug thing, it just reminds me of how fat I am, and it's not helping. And Matt like has 0%. He's like Tim McGraw. He has 0% body fat. But if try not to think of that. When you do the little hug thing, you're like, okay, okay. Because that defeats the purpose.
I just can feel my rolls.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, that's part of the negativity part, step two. But the part that you want to
so just give myself a hug and finish my croissant bread.
Yes.
And carry on.
And carry on and move on.
Excellent.
And then sing the happy birthday song with us. You ready?
Ready.
You've had a birthday, listener dear. Happy days will come to you all year. If I had a wish, then it would be happy, happy birthday from the Z. It's National Pajama Day today. This is the way you can go to work in your pajamas. And then if anybody says anything, then you can just say it's National Pajama Day.
I got in the habit of working at home and wearing pajamas.
Pajamas have got to be the world's funniest clothes.
Ultra casual.
They're very comfortable.
What are you going to wear on Casual Friday? Two Post-its and a sugar packet?
Who designed them to look that way, like a little tiny suit?
Sexy sleepwear.
Trying to keep it casual.
Now you get yourself a flannel briefcase, you're all set.
Pajamas!
I get into jammies really often.
Pajamas!
Aren't you just the cat's pajamas?
Yeah, we're wearing what we slept in last night. I don't even have a robe and my shirt's coming off. Is today laundry day or was that yesterday?
I'm still in my pajamas.
Keep things casual.
In flannels and sandals. Haven't put on my pants for days now. Got the bed head. Don't regret it. I'm not shaving. Ain't no changing now.
I really ought to do something, but I am already in my pajamas.
Play Country Fan Fest ticket tag right now. 385-292-1043. Be caller Z to win two wristbands for the entire festival. And see headliners Bailey Zimmerman, John Party, and Riley Green with many more. 385-292-1043.
When I get blue, I get dark blue. When I have one, I always have the few. When I get gone, I get real gone.
Keith Urban, another amazing song from a bro from another Mo. Morning the Z, what is your name?
Stacy Chatwin.
Stacy Chatwin. Now, you know that you're halfway there, right?
Right.
It is Country Fan Fest ticket tag. You need to know the winner's name from yesterday at 3 o'clock hour.
Nadine Oliver.
Winner, Stacy Chatwin. You just won two wristbands for all 4 days of Country Fan Fest, July 24th through 27th at the Deseret Peak Complex in Tooele County. You are going free on the Z. Now,
gosh, awesome. Dang.
Now, Stacy Chatwin.
Is it Chatwin or what? Tell us. Are we saying it right?
Yes, it's Chatwin.
Chatwin. And, oh, sorry, Deb, you're going to go on to say?
I was just going to say, that's the name you need to know in the 11 a.m. hour for Country Fan Fest ticket tag. Stacy Chatwin, congratulations.
Awesome.
Have you ever been to Country Fan Fest?
No.
Oh, man, you're in for a treat. It literally is 4 days right here around the corner from us there at the Deseret Peak Complex in Tooele County. Neil McCoy, which, by the way, is an entertainer above all entertainers. I mean, other than Keith
Urban. He's amazing.
He really is good and puts on a great show. Will be the headliner for Wednesday. Riley Green on Thursday, Bailey Zimmerman Friday, and John Party on Saturday. Among many, many other groups and bands and artists to be out there. You'll absolutely love it. You won't get any sleep, but you'll absolutely love it if you if you do camp out there. Because it really is a four-day party. But who hooks you up with the most concert tickets on the planet?
Z104.
Right on. Happy Tuesday to you. Anything fun and exciting going on in your life?
Hello?
Are you? Why do we?
I don't know.
Is there something wrong with our
phones? We're having a connection issue. I can't hear you very well.
That is really weird. I don't know why. Anyway, it was just a stupid question. So just hold on a second. We'll grab some more information from you. All right?
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
All right. You're welcome.
278 or visit UtahContainers.com. With your traffic update, I'm Lee West.
Okay, everybody stop everything right now.
Is it hammer time?
Stop. It's not hammer time. That's funny.
What are we doing?
Can you feel it? It's the most stressful time of the day.
Oh, it is.
Can you feel it? It's 8:15.
It's 8:15 in the morning. A new survey says that the most stressful time of the day is 8:15 in the morning.
Now, here we're going to help you through it. It makes sense. 8:15 a.m. usually involves some combination of getting ready in the morning, helping others get ready, preparing and eating breakfast, commuting, helping others get to work or school, and generally operating before the caffeine kicks in.
Now, on top of the usual running around, mornings are also more likely to bring unexpected challenges. The average person estimates that they lose 20 minutes and 28 seconds on average to morning chaos that's mostly out of their control.
So, five things that can help you make through the mornings go a little bit smoother, especially if you have kids.
Prepare the night before. Lay out your clothes, pack school bags, prepare lunches, and set up a breakfast plan the night before. You might even consider showering in the evening.
Now, don't you think all these things are like in a perfect world?
Yeah,
you know what
but,
I mean? I mean, it does help, but yes.
But absolutely do those to help with the next morning.
I mean, it does help, but I'm just saying, maybe I just always look at the fact that it's like, when we do these
Linda
surveys,
did all that.
Well, it's just that when we do these survey things, I'm like,
in a perfect world.
You know, it's kind of like the trailer guy.
Yeah.
In a perfect world.
Yep.
Establish and stick to a routine. Now, the more you're able to turn your mornings into a repeatable mental checklist, the easier it'll be to keep things moving, to avoid forgetting things, which is just odd because all you have to do is just be off one little schmidge.
Yeah, and you think it throws your whole day.
Well, and you think that you have all the routines down. And every time I have this little routine after I finish doing the little produce prep thing here and I go and grab the prep and I stick it in my backpack and then I put the laptop in there and I usually put my mouse on top of my laptop so I don't forget it. All you have to do is be out of sync just one little bit and
yesterday,
you'll end up forgetting.
Yesterday I forgot my work key and it threw my whole day off.
Yeah.
Get up before the kids. If possible, wake up at least 30 minutes before the kids so you have time to yourself to get ready in peace.
This is something
a lot. Kids, leave me alone.
This is something, and really, the restroom, man. Sometimes you just have to bury yourself in the restroom and maybe nobody will bother you for a minute. This next one is something that I think a lot of people have a hard time doing because we're just like, I'm just going to do it myself. Delegate responsibilities. Assign age-appropriate tasks to your children. This teaches them responsibility and also lightens your load a little bit.
Maybe they're in charge of getting the cereal bowls out,
right.
Pouring the cereal and the milk.
Right.
Limit technology in the morning. It's better to keep mornings free from the distractions of TV and tablets. Everyone should focus on getting ready instead of being sidetracked.
Yeah.
However, you can turn the radio on.
That will not distract you.
You
That'll help your mornings.
You can wander about the house with the radio on. Everything's great.
Yeah. Because think about it. If you're tuning into our morning show, there's no humor. There's nothing to make your brain work. There's just absolutely just mind-dulling nonsense that you can still continue to get ready in the morning and what without being distracted.
Andrea Nunez says, as I tell my six-year-old in the morning, you're making me upset. Stop. For the 80th time in the last 30 minutes.
Yep, I know. I hear you. It goes like that, doesn't it? Easier said than done sometimes. I know that. See, I have a hard time seeing that. You, say, for instance, you had an eight-year-old, Deborah.
Okay.
And you said, hey, why don't you get the cereal bowl out and pour the milk for everybody in the cereal? I have a hard time seeing. I would just think that you'd go over there and go, here, I'll just do it myself.
If I was trying to teach him to have a routine in the morning, I would try to get him to do it. However, seconds. I don't want them to know that after X number of days of them not doing it, I would just take over again.
Just do it again.
Yes.
Yeah. Dump it or dig it, coming up after the break. A chance for you to win, too.
Hey, you remember Morgan Wade? She's back with a new album and a new song. We're going to play it for you, see what you think. Somebody's going to win tickets to see Diamond Rio with opener Drake Milligan August 17th at the Ogden Amphitheater. Brought to you by Baku E-Bikes and Scooters.
Time now for Dave and Dab's Dump It or Dig It.
All right, Dump It or Dig It, as usual, brought to you by our great friends and sponsors at Baku E-Bikes and Scooters.
Morgan Wade is back with new music. She'll be opening for Alanis Morissette August 1st at Utah First Credit Union Amphitheater. She's got a new album coming out called Obsessed, coming out on August 16th. This is the single, first single from the album. It's called Time to Love, Time to Kill.
It's like a James Bond movie, isn't it?
It does. Or a Clint Black song.
No
Time to Kill. So the song is about getting over a breakup. Just getting out and getting over a breakup. We want to know what you think about it. What's it called? It's called
A Time to Love, A Time to Kill.
It's like,
is that what you think?
Turn,
time to
turn,
love.
Turn.
Time to love, time to kill.
Time to love, time to kill. Morgan Wade. Why don't you think about it? 385-292-1043. Let us know. We'll pick somebody randomly to win tickets for Diamond Rio, along with Drake Milligan, August 17th, Ogden City Amphitheater. At all benefits, Enable Utah, which is a great organization. It's always a good time up there, and you can go free on the Z.
Yeah, cool prize. You can also call here to the studio and vote that way, Dump It or Dig It. Let us know what you think about it. Same number that you text will be the same number that you call. Here it is, Morgan Wade, Dump It or Dig It. What's it called? I'm kidding. Time to kill.
Time to love. Time to love. Time to kill.
Reminding me we were gonna visit, it's for sale. Time waits for no man, baby. Time can go to hell. I know I made my bed and I'm lying. I was hoping you'd come here and lie with me for a minute. I know it's asking for death. It won't help me. There's a time to love and a time to heal. A time to love and a time to kill.
There you have it. It is Morgan Wade, our Dump It or Dig It song, Time to Love, Time to Kill. What was it again?
Thanks, Dave.
Time to Love, Time to Kill. Let us know what you think about that song. Call or text safely.
Matt Johnson, I can see why Kyle Richards loves her so much. This is a dig for sure. Her voice is cool. Definite dig. That sounds great. I love it. A big dig for Morgan. Love her voice and the lyrics, Mariah. Cindy says dig it. Nanette says dig it. Sheila digging it. Jensen dig it. Brandon says dump it. Double dig this James Bond song, according to Dave. Dig it. Nice, slow, easy beat to go with the dewy morning. Peyton Oliver.
Must be a little moist.
Colette Ziegler digging it. Michelle says dig it. Cade Brown.
Yeah.
Says digging it.
Julie, we could probably have Kane.
Yeah, Julie Mattson, digging it. Double dig this song. Coulter says dig it. Laura Facer digging it. Michael Harris dig it. Lisa Bramwell, Esther Christian, Summer Andreasen, Barb Stewart, Rhonda Hubbs, Caden says dig it. Becky, this is Becky. I love it, and I love Morgan Wade.
Let's check the phones. Who is this?
This is Bonnie.
How the heck are you, Bonnie?
How the heck are you, Bonnie?
Well, I'm doing okay. First of all, I dig it, but that's everybody to say prayers for Melvin. He's back over to Parkway, not Parkway.
Well, son
I'm
of
not
a guy.
Doing too good.
Oh, Bonnie, I'm sorry.
Man, that's kind of been a little roller coaster for you.
It has been, yes.
Well, we'll be thinking about you,
yeah.
And hopefully things take an upturn again. All right?
Keep us posted, okay. All right?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank
all
you.
Right.
Bye-bye. All right, love you, bye.
Bye.
Morning the Z, dump it or dig it.
Dump it. I don't like it.
No, not at all. What is it? What's your name?
James.
James.
All right. Thanks, James.
All right. What is it? Is it just because it's like a slow song or what? What's the deal?
Yeah, I'm just not digging it, man. It's just, I don't like it.
All right. Cool. We got you, buddy. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Dig it. I can't wait to see her with Alanis Morissette. Only needed the first two words to know this was a dump. We don't need any more females singing in their whiny baby voices. See, that's what we're up against. You play females and people say they're whiny babies, and then you don't play females and people say, you don't play any females. So it's
You don't hear any guys saying that usually. Maybe you do.
Oh, yeah.
There are guys that want female singers. Who is this? Oh, they hung up, so I guess we missed
it. Amy says, dig it. Soft dig for now from Janessa. Natalie Dance, digging it. She's great. Neil Thompson, dig it. Lachlan and Adrian say, dig it. Maddie McKinley, dig it. Love her voice. Sounds like Miranda Lambert and Ray Lynn had a baby, and I love it. Ryan Brock. Melissa Patterson says, dig it. It was hard to hear her voice for the music, but it was a great song. I dig it. Amy Condras, Donna Jasper, Jennifer Sipes, Angie Adams, Jason MacArthur, Michael Graham, this is Becky, and I love Morgan.
Who did she come through town with recently? Was it Nate? No.
She was by herself, like at the depot, a couple of years ago.
No.
She has the BRCA gene for breast cancer, so she had a double mastectomy, I think, earlier this year.
Mm.
So now she's recovered and back on the road.
Well, good for her. Who is this? Oh, God. Well, son of a gun. I guess my phones, I'm just not catching.
Shannon
there must
World.
Be women. They got to get back to the kitchen and make sandwiches.
Yeah, probably. Shannon World, I'll give it a dig. Love it. Definite dig for me. Scout Johnson, she's killing it. Big time dig it. Miranda Lambert Field, Naomi. Super love it. Meh. Soft dig. It could grow on me. Kyle Thackeray says dig it. Her voice is beautiful. Wow. Dig this. Really like it. I'm going to say 85-15.
Okay.
85-15 for Time to Love, Time to Kill. Why am I struggling with that title?
Not sure.
Time to Love, Time to Kill. Morgan Wade opening for Alanis Morissette on August 1st at Utah First Credit Union Amphitheater. But right now we're going to scroll and roll. Pick somebody to win tickets to Diamond Rio.
The music's going when the music stops, then you'll stop.
Did I leave you enough time? Yeah, Cameron Cronmiller. Cameron Cronmiller, you are the winner. You're going to see Diamond Rio with America's Got Talent, Drake Milligan, August 17th at Ogden Amphitheater. It's a benefit for Enable Utah. It's always a fun time up there, and we'll see you up there.
Dump It or Dig It, brought to you by Baku E-Bikes. Picture this. Picture yourself taking your Baku bike packing tent, putting it in your cargo bag, and then being able to put all of your different clothes and food into the other cargo saddlebags, the side bags, and then you've got your trail side repair kit just so you're prepared for anything that might come along. Now, this is a $600 package, and as you head off wherever you're going, you are taken care of because this adventure bundle is all yours. Elevate your adventure right now with the purchase of a new bike. You get that package, which is $600, absolutely free. It's incredible. And each one of the family members can also have one of those as well. Just go to Baku.com, B-A-K-C-O-U. Baku, a game changer. Check it out today. Live every stinking moment like it's your last, if we possibly can try to remember that. Cody Johnson, Until You Can't. Good reminder for all of us.
Thanks, Dave.
Who? <You're welcome>. Oh, you're welcome. You know me, Mr. Positive.
Oh, absolutely.
All the way.
Scattering sunshine everywhere you go.
All along the way.
Cheer and bless and brighten
each and every day. I do have a little positive thought. If you're
all right, well, let's hear
it.
Yeah, let's do it. We're doing a moment of sunshine. Let's do it.
Heck yeah! This one says you can seem like a millionaire to one person and a homeless person to the next. The ants think you are a giant, and the trees don't even notice you. You think you have a boring life, but the next person might be striving for your lifestyle. Comparison is the thief of joy. So just stand by, or just stay kind and keep living life. Life is all just a big game of perspective, right?
I love that.
You know?
Yeah.
So. The country. It's Jason Aldean here on the Z. Utah's number one country station. Appreciate you taking us along. Dave and Deb here hanging with you in the morning. So what's the secret or what is a secret that you will never tell your partner? Now, obviously, you're not going to say because you don't want to ever tell your partner. So
it's a secret.
It's a secret, right?
Yeah.
Reddit is the one that asked this question. And so I thought it would be fun to read a couple of little responses here. This one came in here is that his mother is an exhausting, gossiping windmill of geriatric nonsense.
Okay.
I dated
her half sister in high school. They've always had different last names and it was separated by 10 years. It never got serious enough to beat the parents. And by the time I met them with the current girlfriend, it seemed best not to bring it up. And her sister feels the same way.
Yeah, that would cause a little issue.
Ooh, but if anybody in that family ever found out, it would really hit the fan.
It'd blow up, man.
Yeah.
And I think that's a lot of times why people keep secrets in the first place, obviously, is because you must be thinking in your mind. And sometimes you think that you're having to, you know, maybe keep a secret. And I'm only speaking because I honestly, and I know that this sounds really super cheesy, but I really cannot think of anything that I wouldn't tell my spouse, you know?
Yeah, but keeping that secret when you're both going to be at family functions, knowing that you've dated each other and your girlfriend, her sister, doesn't know.
Isn't that weird?
Every family function, I'd be like, oh, I'd have so much anxiety.
Is so-and-so going to be there?
Yeah.
Here's another one coming in. When I was a procurement manager for 14 years, I was actually running a prostitution ring involving 6 locations and 25 to 40 women at one time what I did disgusts me, let alone if I told my wife. Wow.
I occasionally take a day off work to have some time to myself. I love them dearly, but I cherish having the apartment to myself, watching what I want on TV, and just enjoying solitude. It's my secret mental health day.
And this one speaks of, you know, in-laws again, that it says that I don't like his family. You know, just keeping it sort of a secret to yourself. Some things are better left unsaid. And I, but you can kind of tell when you're doing functions and you're going to one side of the family or the other, you can sort of feel and know
yes.
that the other poor person's really not that thrilled to be there.
I would never tell her that I hate the baby voice she makes.
Oh.
Please, come give me a kiss.
Yeah.
Please.
We were waiting.
I can't even do it.
No, I know.
Because I don't.
And
oh, I do with my dogs, though.
We were waiting in the airport a couple of weeks ago, and there was I guess I'd say lady. It's a mom. She's walking around her kid, and when she spoke, no lie, she sounded like Minnie Mouse. It was, I mean, you know that sound?
Oh, you kids, get your stuff.
And it was even higher
than
that.
We're about ready to board.
Okay, it's probably Minnie Mouse on helium.
Oh.
I mean, it was so, I mean, I think everybody was going, is that?
But normally in her, when she was talking.
No,
she,
normal voice all the time.
But with her kids, it was Minnie Mouse on helium.
No, every time she, no, I'm saying.
Oh, that was her normal
that
voice.
That was her normal voice every time she spoke like that. And another one here, I hate his cooking.
Okay. He's become unattractive to me.
Jeez.
Oh, these are all, these are
slams.
These are, yeah.
That I'm not sure I'm happy anymore.
Okay.
Man, these are, what do you do in that case? Do you feel like write it out? You know?
It depends on so many things. How unhappy are you? Like people, I'm not saying it's good or, I'm not saying it's good or bad to stay for kids, but people do that.
Yeah, they do.
Because you, like it's that Can't Break Up Now song with Megan Maroney and Old Dominion. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know everything about me. You know how I like everything and everything. You know my coffee, my family, my friends. We can't break up now.
Yeah, right.
And it just, you know, it just depends.
Yeah.
That I sometimes regret settling down so young and wish I'd been able to explore sex more as he has been my only sexual partner.
Oh.
Got to kick the tires a little bit.
I don't know. I mean, you know.
3, 2, 1. Remain calm. All is well.
All is well. All is well. Lee's back at 4 o'clock with our afternoon commute.
Yep.
Thank you much.
You bet.
Partly sunny, getting a little warmer today. 63 will be our high. Keep wanting to say 50. We were there yesterday. Let's do the 60s now for a while.
Please.
Yeah.
Right now, it's 47 and sunny downtown.
Morgan Wallen with Man Made a Bore.
That is the number one song this week. They did it. It was not a publicity stunt. It just ended up being the same week that the song was going for number one.
I know somebody.
And Morgan Wallen threw a chair off the top of Eric Church's
sixth floor building. But other than that, it was already, and the rumor was that maybe he just kind of threw that out there as a publicity stunt, so to speak. But it, you know, doesn't need to. Morgan knows that he's going to go number one, whatever, and so who knows what he was pissed about, or if he was just screwing around, being a doofus. Do they use the word doofus anymore?
You do.
It's great to be 88, right? You know, we were talking a minute ago about in-laws. And why were we talking about that? Whatever.
Because it was a secret. You would never tell your significant other that you don't like her mother or her parents.
Yeah, the other side of the family.
Yeah.
And so this email just came in here. It says, Dave and Deb, you were just barely talking about in-laws and family get-togethers. We had a family get-together at a park last weekend. It was nice. to get family together that we did. Oh, I guess it was two weekends ago because this is, okay, yeah. It was nice to get the family to get together that we don't see too often. Most of the family is awesome, but as with any family, we have some that make life difficult for extended family and friends. We posted photos on social media. We got so much feedback from everyone, but my cousin's wife, they came up flew in from Miami.
Okay.
And she is very distant. Her kids are sweet, and they played with my kids and had a blast. So I posted the photos I had of our kids having fun. Well, my cousin's wife said that she didn't want any of the photos of her kids on social media.
Okay.
So, respectfully, I took the photos down. I then get another message that there are still three photos where her kids can kind of be seen in the background. Now I'm annoyed. I just put some Lego characters' heads over her children.
Good for them, yeah.
And leave the photos up. They were the best photos we had. Of course, my cousin's wife flips out and says that I was now being rude and disrespectful and that she expects the photos to be down by day's end.
Well,
is it 2 days? Now, it's been 2 days, at least at the time that this has been talked about after that.
Done all they need to do.
Absolutely. It says that I've taken them down and I am ignoring my cousin's messages and calls. Am I being a jerk?
Yeah. No. Next question. What do you think?
Well, I don't know if there was a next question.
What do you think?
I think he's spot on, man.
Yeah. You either got to blur them out, not post the picture, put a Lego head on them. It's fine.
You know, honestly, I probably wouldn't even have taken them down in the first place. I would have been probably the a-hole that I am, and I probably would have said, if you did not want any pictures taken of your kids, then you show up at a family reunion and you tell everybody, I do not want pictures of my kids on social media. I mean, I just sometimes people, you need to give us a disclaimer of your life. If you're, you know,
I just think she did all she needed to do.
That's like a vegan showing up to a barbecue.
I'm here to
you
eat.
You know, and saying, everybody
what?
Shut this
We're
thing
having
down.
Meat?
Yeah. Shut this down because I am vegan and I don't want to have anything to do with it, you know? So anyway, no, I don't think you're being a jerk. And I think in this particular case, you bent over backwards to do what you could have done. And you did more than I would have done.
That's for sure.
But that's not saying much.
Somebody said, I'm always honest with my spouse. He knows I do not like his parents. I have always told him why I don't like his parents and that I don't like them.
Yeah. Well, what would Jesus do? You know, what would Jesus do? Jesus probably
tolerate his parents.
I think Jesus would, even on this photo thing, I think Jesus probably would have said, you know, I can do other things. But I'm kidding. I'm just, you know, because everybody talks about that little WWJD.
Yeah, right? I mean, I just think she's done all she needs to do. And yeah. Her cousin can be mad. She's probably just, that's probably kind of her personality, it sounds like.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
Because if the problem has been taken care of, especially with the Lego thing. I mean, if she's really going, well, my kids can still be seen in the background.
Lisa Cooper says maybe her cousin's wife is in the mafia.
Maybe she's on that, what's the protected?
Witness protection.
But if that's the case, again, make it known.
Yeah.
Make it known to people.
Absolutely.
So you know,
no pictures of our family.
Yeah. Well, if you're in the witness protection program, I guess you're not going out to a park either. Right?
Right, probably not.
You know, are bumper stickers an old school thing? Do you see them much?
Stickers are back. They don't just go on the bumper; they go in windows. Like I have a whole ton in the roof of my Jeep. Mm-hmm. I have them on my computer,
the laptop,
my water bottles,
the Stanley mug.
Yes,
on your Stanley mug,
my hydro flask.
Yes.
So I think stickers are. Stickers are in vogue right now.
And we still have
our
Z104 stickers. We have some caricature stickers. Yeah. We have some bigger round stickers that some people still stick on their windows. I suppose you could put them on your bumpers. But, you know, it used to be a thing when you could have your whole bumper plastered.
Right. And I think it's more of a window thing.
Kind of a window thing now. So let's go ahead and phrase the question this way. And we're just going to throw it out before we go to break because I want y'all to kind of start to chime in on this. What bumper sticker, or in this case, what window sticker would describe you?
Complicated. Period.
That's a good one for you.
Yeah.
That is a good one.
Yep. What about you?
I'm sure they're already out there. I suppose some people would say that mine would say a-hole.
Okay. Some people are texting in, a few people. We have our Dave and Deb stickers on our windows in our cars.
Yeah, that's cool. And they're cool. I kind of like them. You know, it's not just because it's like a Dave and Deb thing. I mean, it's just, even our radio station ones and stuff, I'm talking about, they're kind of cool looking. And maybe you're still putting a couple little window stickers. I have.
Oh, Summer Andreasen has one of Tony's I Love Moving Furniture bumper stickers on her
awesome.
Mug.
Love that.
Sassy, Brenda says.
I still have a few of those hanging around. That's some fun stuff there. How about this one? Sawdust is man glitter.
Okay.
Yeah, that could be a good one. Another one coming in. Would rather be alone. Oh, this one is a fun one here, too. This one is, I am a female, and I have one that says, don't park too close, I'm chunky. If you don't want your door dinged, don't park too close to me. I'm a little on the chunky side.
Perfect. I love it.
All right. What window sticker would best describe you? We'll talk about it coming up.
Angel Gerber just sent in a sticker. She actually has it. Don't park too close. I'm chunky. Michaela says, I raise weenie dogs, and my window sticker says, if you can see my wiener, you're too close.
Oh, man.
I don't know how many cookies it takes to be happy, but so far it's not 27. Good one. I like it.
Yeah.
Jeep girl. I need to make this my window sticker. Is Brad Gull with his Frenchie in a shopping cart. Pretty cute.
Now, I just got through. I was looking at my vehicles, and I know that I was sitting there saying, you know, what other people would probably think I am. I know that people look, and I know everybody's going to have their own opinion of everybody, you know, in the world. And that's whatever. However, as much as I want to think that I'm not an a-hole,
you would probably display the sticker.
No, I actually, this is what I would probably have something to do with cruising, because you know how much I love cruises.
Yeah.
So I'd probably maybe just have get a
I'd rather
get a little
be
window.
On a cruise.
Well, not that cheesy, but God, you don't have to make it sound like it's some kind of a, I'd rather be golfing. I'd rather be, but I was thinking about maybe something a little cooler, you know, like a window sticker that would be like just cruising. You know,
oh, yeah, that's way cooler.
Isn't
Dave.
That way cooler?
That is way cooler.
Well, it's better than I'd rather be cruising. it's better.
Is it?
Yes, it is. Absolutely, it is.
Summer Andreasen has one that says probably listening to Taylor Swift. My bumper stickers can't smell farts. Thanks, COVID.
Oh.
Okay. Let's see. People are sending me pictures.
I also have some, and then I got thinking about the ones that I do have on my truck. I do have window stickers. I have Baku, and I have Bucked Up, and, you know, some things that are, you know, some products that I endorse
cooler
and sponsor.
Cooler than Wish I Was Cruising.
Yeah, way cooler. They're way cooler than that. I actually have a little, you know those turtles? Because when I went to Hawaii, I picked up one of those turtles, swimming turtle type
stickers.
Oh, yeah.
Hell
stickers.
Yeah.
Those
put
are
that
cool.
on there. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have now, I'm not making fun of yours. You have cocks on the side of yours.
Not mine.
Roosters,
my
I should say.
My friend has some, but I don't.
Yeah.
I have a bumper sticker that says, strong, independent woman that also likes to be rescued by her Prince Charming. Don't say my name. It said, I'm so gay, I can't even drive straight.
That's good. That's good.
I have one that says, I love boobs with a breast cancer ribbon.
Okay. In support both ways, right? And then
yes,
there is one way that you could do is you could say, "Hey, there's one that could say I caught the gay." That's another way.
If you caught it, but you don't, so it would even make sense, Dave.
But that's what's so funny about it.
That's not. I'd rather be cruising. I think this is a dig at me from Scott Johnson. An apple a day keeps you regulated all day.
Okay.
Yeah. But Scott, you're not wrong. You try it. You'll find out. It's totally true. My bumper sticker, if you're going to ride my ass, at least pull my hair.
Ah, okay.
Okay. Confused. Got that one. 24/7. Lisa Mead said, mine says sunshine mixed with a little hurricane. D Stewart, I'm just going to read the B. No. Oh, it says Buck. I can read it. Buck Fiden.
Oh, okay.
I misread it wrong.
Oh, okay.
My old truck.
You have to be super careful on that one.
My old truck had on my tailgate upper left cowgirl up and my lower right tailgate cowboy down. Right. I have sexy Lee on my clipboard. Don't say my name.
Okay.
I saw a bumper sticker that had a picture of Jesus. It said, Jesus is my co-pilot. Oh, I can't read the rest of it.
Okay.
That's horrific.
Okay.
I have one that says, don't park too close. I have kids and they will ding your car.
That's up there in the top three. I like that one.
Mine says, eat beef. The West wasn't won on salad. My horse trailer says, get off my horse's ass or he'll poop on you.
Yeah.
I'm getting one made, but on my wife's gas door that says, stick it in me and fill it up.
Okay.
Oh, I identify as an electric vehicle. Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Johnny because Burnside. Even if you're I cannot read yours. Johnny. Really? My other ride is your daughter.
Oh, man.
I used to have one on my truck that said, we'll move furniture for Cheetos.
Okay.
I have apple stickers, different sizes for each one of us in the family. So an apple family. Dave should say my other ride is a cruise ship. Yesterday I saw one on a
Subaru. Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Rather be cruising. yesterday I saw one on a Subaru Outback that said Subarus, not just for lesbians anymore.
There you go.
I immediately thought of Dave and no, there was not a kayak on top. There you
go. Oh, man. Well, it's not kayak season yet. Give it a minute.
My 17-year-old says hot girls hit curbs. I want to know. Yeah. Okay. I got a window sticker that says gun control means hitting your target. Okay. Mine says all she does is beach, beach, beach. mine says because I feel like poo. It's Winnie the Pooh.
Oh.
I saw one that says dodge the father, ram the daughter. Oh, my God.
Man, these are crazy. What bumper sticker would best describe you? Or window sticker, in most cases now, because of window stickers. I think, really, one of the best ones, I would say the top three are, first of all, a Z104 sticker.
Yep.
Right?
Don't park close to me. I have kids, and they will ding your car.
Yes, that's up there, too. And moving furniture sticker right there.
To all you virgins out there, thanks for nothing.
And now a game that pits man against woman. Play Battle of the Sexes with Dave and Deb. Call now to win. 385-292-1043. 385-292-1043.
Well, right. Just a fun little battle between a guy and a girl.
We have a B12 shot from Hydrate IV Bar in South Jordan. The B12 shot is their most popular injection, can regulate metabolism, boost immunity, increase energy levels, and assist with mental health. We probably should each get one.
Yeah, Dave. Definitely.
Hydrate IV Bar now open at 968 West South Jordan Parkway. We need a guy and a girl, 385-292-1043, and we'll battle it out.
I was just thinking, you know, a phlebotomist could get a bumper sticker or window sticker that says, I love poking.
Okay.
I mean, yeah. I know that that, you know, but I'm trying to think of a way that you could delicately put that, I guess. Morning, the Z. Who is this?
This is Mary.
Hi, Mary. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Good. Happy Tuesday to you. We'll see if we can't find a dude on the other line. Hey. What is your name?
Al.
Al oh, and Mary.
Holy crap. That doesn't happen very often.
All right, Mary, we're going to go first. It's National Librarian Day. What was the name of Rebecca Romaine's character in the TV show The Librarians? Sunny, Eve, or Dawn?
Eve?
Eve, yes.
Good job. Al, yes. Which of these daytime talk shows just got canceled? The Talk, The View, or Tamron Hall?
Tamron Hall.
The Talk.
All right, Mary. It looks Darn like it. The...
Four ladies. Oh, sorry. I was just going to go on to just go like, oh, gosh, The Talk.
Four or five
gossiping ladies.
It looks like the NHL's Arizona Coyotes are moving. To what city are they moving? Seattle, Washington, San Diego, California, or Salt Lake City, Utah? Yes.
You got to be living under a rock not to know that, at least lately in the news,
yeah,
the last week or so.
The news.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, just with the... What?
Can that get any easier?
Right, I know. However, just a little vote real quick between the four of us. How many of you are excited to have an NHL team?
I'm excited.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
Al?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mary?
I'm okay.
You're just okay.
It doesn't matter either way.
You're just okay about it. You could care less either way, huh?
Right.
All right. Now, I know this is going to be a thing here after a while, too, but and this would be a fun subject to throw out there, too. What do you think we should call them?
I think Coyotes. I love Coyotes. Yeah. Did you notice
the Salt Lake Coyotes?
Downtown, they shot a picture of two Coyotes yesterday. Not downtown, but, you know, in the mm-hmm. foothills.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, is this an omen that we should keep the Coyotes name? I like the Maybe. Coyotes name.
Do you? Some people were saying the Salt Lake Snowbirds.
No, I like Coyotes, but that's just me.
But we don't know what the Smith Entertainment Group's going to do,
yeah,
if they're
going to
keep it the same or whatever. All right, Al, here's your question. Let's see if we can't find an easy one like that one. Happy birthday to actor John Cryer. What was his character's name in the Brat Pack classic Pretty in Pink? Was it Monkey, Ducky, or Robin?
Ducky.
Ducky, it was.
All right, Mary. What does the computer acronym FTP stand for? Free Teleconnection Portal, Firewall Transmission Program, or File Transfer Protocol?
Number three.
Yes, number three.
Holy crap. She aced you, man. Al, yep. Just for the fun of it, even though we got that one wrong at the top. In yoga, which of these is similar to Cobra Pose? Is it Locust Pose, Garland Pose, or Corpse Pose?
The middle one. I have no idea.
I don't know either. I would have no clue.
I don't even know.
Yeah, it's the first one, Locust Pose. Both have you lying face down, pulling your head upward. Oh, I'm going to use that at home.
Okay.
I didn't know that's what it was called, but I'm going
All right, Mary, congratulations. You've won a B12 injection from Hydrate IV Bar in South Jordan. Al, thanks for playing. You can play again, okay?
No worries. Thanks.
Y'all are great. Right, thanks. Guys. Enjoy your day. TR on the Z, and here we go. Bum, 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 bum.
Now, this text T-shirt. Just came in. They can't keep the name Coyotes, part of the deal. And I don't know if this is, I mean, I'm not doubting this person. Mm-hmm. I just hadn't heard this, but part of the deal was the name would be reserved in case Phoenix got another team down the road.
Okay. And that's probably why the first I heard was some of the other names that they were coming up with is the probably for that, obviously for that very reason.
Salt Lake Yeti, which I like.
Yeah, that was actually one of the other suggestions. I like that. Can you imagine getting a Yeti mug every time you went to?
Buddy has the scripture on the back of his horse trailer, Proverbs 21:19. It is better to dwell in the wilderness than with a contentious and angry woman.
Yes. Yes, so true. What window sticker would you best describe you?
My mom's sticker says, check your boobs. Mine tried to kill me. That's a good one. Yes.
Yeah. No, it is good. And Cancer Awareness Month is what, October?
Yes.
Yeah, man, that's...
Breast cancer.
That is. What did I say?
Just cancer.
Yeah.
I used to have a bumper sticker that read, be yourself, unless you can be Batman.
Well, that's true. That'd be nice.
I don't skinny dip, I chunky dunk. CJ has a t-shirt that says that,
does
think
he? Yeah.
Broken horn, broken watch for finger.
Hey, speaking of I like that one too. Speaking of losing weight, Jelly Rolls dropped 70 pounds.
70 pounds, good for him.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Well, on his way to still being half of a Jelly Roll.
Yeah.
But that is pretty cool. And another accomplishment that came through the Guinness Book of World Records here, and that was a 58-year-old grandma in Canada broke the world record by doing a plank for, listen to this. Have you ever done have you ever tried to plank?
Are you seriously asking me that question?
I know. But on
no.
On purpose. The plank is like doing a man push-up, not a girl push-up.
No.
A man push-up, except you just stay in one place.
I have not.
You can go on your elbows.
I know that's
your...
shocking, but no, I haven't.
Yeah, it is. Really shocking. This lady did it for 4 hours.
That is insane.
And 30 minutes.
58?
58-year-old grandma.
Wow, good
four
for her.
4 hours. Do you know the longest I've ever, even probably in one of the better days of me being in shape? It was a couple of years ago, and the instructor of our fitness class did that at the very end. They says, all right, we want to get a contest, and we're going to give a prize for the person. And I came in like second or third or something, which doesn't surprise me because there's all these bunch of, you know, young spring chickens in there. But I actually was proud of myself. I went 4 minutes and 30 minutes. I mean, 4 minutes and 30 seconds.
And she went 4 hours and something.
This lady went 4 hours.
Wow.
And 30 seconds.
Whatever it is that you like, if it's sports or academics or music, arts, whatever it is, the more you practice, the better you get and the easier it becomes. And then you can help others around you.
Love that. Because there's more to that than just what she did. There's a lot of great positive meaning and motivational thoughts in that. And I think that's what we all need to do. So let's see if we can't plank the whole time we're doing a commercial break.
I'm not even going to try. No.
We're back with just a few little leftovers in a second. That voice right there is going to be taking you through a midday stretch here. Jim Bob is coming up next and into the 10 a.m. hour. Right out of the chute, that old cowboy is going to be giving you a chance to win instant cash song of the day. Listen for it. We can't tell you what it is now because we announced it at 7 o'clock, and then if we did, it'd kill us. And then in the 1 p.m. hour and the 4 p.m. hour, when you hear the cue to call, or when you hear the instant cash song play, excuse me, that's when you call, be caller win, Z, and win $250.
Hey, guess what day it is?
It's New Clue Tuesday.
It sure is.
Let me thinking for a second.
We have $284 in the Mystery Sound Jackpot at 10:50. It is a male country artist, voice altered. It is not Blake Shelton. I think that was yesterday's guess.
Okay.
Go to the website, see all the wrong guesses, see all the clues, including the new one, which will be given out at 10:50 and posted, and win some cash.
Man, and in addition to that, our Country Fan Fest ticket tag. That continues in the 11 a.m. hour, the 3 p.m. hour, and it also, we ran that contest last hour in the 8 a.m. hour. And we're giving away two wristbands to all 4 days of Country Fan Fest. It is a ticket tag. So I know we're making you listen to us a couple of times.
Gosh.
You got to listen. You got to know the name of the winner in the 8 a.m. hour. Now, if you didn't catch it, it's cool. Just go ahead and jump in at 11 a.m. when we play it, and then you'll know that name for the 3 p.m. hour and so on and so forth. And that's how you win stuff.
Also, if you want to see El King in Vegas, we'll give you a couple tickets to the show. Two nights accommodations to the Westgate Resort, Las Vegas. Go to the website, enter at z104country.com. CJ will pick a winner on Friday at 6. So if you've entered, make sure you're listening.
It's Tuesday!
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 Tuesday, mofo!
Tuesday!
Tuesday! Everybody's looking forward to Wednesday.
Yeah. We hope all of you mofos are going to be back tomorrow. because we have What's Your Deal Wednesday. We are giving you a chance to sound off either by text or calling the radio station here and just let us know what's on your mind. What's your deal? What you got thinking
also,
about?
Also, everybody's favorite game show, Wednesday's Word, along with another round of the $1,000 a day, which continues today, like we said, in the 10, 1, and 4 p.m. hours. But we're doing this for weeks and weeks, so get your share of the cash.
We're going to get a little humpy on hump day. We'll be back at the crack.
But tune in anyway.